Falun Gong is freely practiced in 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello, and welcome to FGM-TV. I'm Susan Mitchell, and it's August the 28th, 2001. In international news, SOS hunger strikes around the world support the plight of 130 women in Masanja labor camp. Russian thugs hired by the Chinese embassy in Moscow threaten a TV station and its manager. In Canada, Falun Gong ventures north of the Arctic Circle. And a video report from Toronto City Hall on efforts to help Toronto's twin city, Shenyang, where Masanja labor camp is situated. And in this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners known to have died while in detention is 271 as of today. A Falun Gong family from France has been kidnapped by Chinese public security personnel while visiting their relatives in Inner Mongolia. Police Chief Ren Wei in Zhaokou City steals a family's life savings and trashes their home. Police fire shots at local residents in Zhaokou when they try to prevent practitioners from being illegally taken away. And noble words from a practitioner who has been detained in prison for more than 1 year. As the women in Masanja labor camp enter the fourth week of their hunger strike to protest the arbitrary extension of their sentences, dozens of Falun Dafa practitioners around the world have been motivated to hold their own short hunger strikes to increase awareness of the situation in China. We have photos from Ottawa, Washington, D.C., Trenton, New Jersey, Hong Kong, Germany, Switzerland, London, England, Sydney, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, and Tokyo, Japan. Elected officials in many of those cities came out to honor the hunger strikers and to affirm their support of the demands for China to release all those detained. The British Foreign Ministry also issued a statement of support. Falun Gong practitioners in Russia have advised us that the Chinese embassy in Moscow hired Russian thugs to pose as Falun Gong members and threatened to burn down the offices of a major television station, OPT. They also threatened to harm the manager of the station. Practitioners later met with the manager and the editorial staff, who said, "We can tell that you are the real Falun Gong practitioners. We trust you. You are good people." OPT-TV has promised to air more reports of the truth in the future to clear Falun Gong's name. Prior to a Falun Dafa news conference in Moscow, Chinese embassy officials put tremendous pressure on Russian officials to prevent the conference from taking place. When that request was refused, a second request was put forward to have police bar entry to any reporters. That request was also denied, and the conference was successfully held. It was well attended by the media, including OPT-TV, Chinese editors of Voice of America, Xinhua News Agency, and People's Daily. During the conference, Mr. Venikel Sikhi, the representative of human rights defenders in Moscow, said, "As long as our constitution and law are still effective within the Russian territory, we should not allow China's secret service personnel to disrupt the internal affairs of Russia. If Chinese Falun Gong practitioners in Russia suffer various persecutions from the Chinese embassy, we will consider giving them political asylum. In Russia, all Falun Gong activities are beneficial to people and have done no damage to society. Documents from the Moscow medical examination agencies prove that Falun Gong is beneficial to the human mind and body." During the month of August, teams of practitioners traveled throughout Canada with an SOS message to rescue their fellow practitioners in China who are enduring inhumane treatment in labor camps and detention centers. Two people traveled north to the Yukon, where they were extremely well received by the government, media, and citizens alike. One practitioner then flew 1,200 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle to Inuvik, where the mayor fully supported the idea of the rescue team petition that was being circulated. He agreed that the petition is a tangible and positive action to show that people signing the petition feel that it is wrong to treat Falun Gong badly. Yukon's MP Larry Bagnell confirmed that he would be reading the petition in the House of Commons and that he is honored to support the cause of Falun Gong. Before leaving Inuvik, the practitioner was officially presented with the Certificate of the Arctic Circle Chapter Order of Adventurers. The certificate reads, Order of Arctic Adventurers bears witness that Falun Dafa, Falun Gong, having demonstrated the initiative, integrity, and bold adventurous spirit of the true Arctic explorers who have crossed the Arctic Circle, will hereafter be recognized as an honorable member of the exclusive Arctic Circle Chapter Order of Arctic Adventurers. Congratulations, Falun Gong. And a video report from Toronto City Hall on efforts to help Toronto's twin city, Shenyang, where Masanja Labor Camp is situated. On Monday, August the 27th, Toronto practitioners held a news conference in front of City Hall. Toronto's twin city in China is Shenyang. This is where 130 women are on a hunger strike in Masanja Labor Camp. A large SOS open letter urging the city to take action to help them was read to the people assembled. It was then taken inside City Hall and delivered to Mayor Mel Lastman. And now moving over to news from China. We first want to remind everyone that the laws passed to persecute Falun Gong violate the Chinese Constitution as well as the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, of which China is a signatory. Practitioners who've been detained are regarded by the International Human Rights Organization Amnesty International as prisoners of conscience. For the last 2 years, Falun Gong practitioners in China have faced all imaginable kinds of viciousness and degradation. Authorities have pressured every sector of society from infants to senior citizens. These people have endured coercion, extortion, expulsion, torture, rape, sodomy, and even murder to protect the principles of Falun Gong, truth, compassion, and tolerance, and also to maintain their right to practice. Rather than giving up or just passively resisting, practitioners have taken the responsibility to actively stand out and let the world know the truth in the face of this insidious persecution. These acts of infinite compassion and courage have stifled their oppressors and won the hearts of people around the world. A Falun Gong mother, father, and daughter from France are kidnapped in China. A family of Falun Gong practitioners, residents of France, have been missing in China since public security agents seized them on August the 7th. Shi Jian, a doctoral student in economics from Grenoble, France, his wife, Sun Fenglong, and their daughter, Chi Yifan, a middle school student, were visiting Inner Mongolia to spend time with relatives. Sources say agents from the Chinese Public Security Bureau stormed their house and kidnapped them. No one has seen or heard from them since. All three are Falun Gong practitioners. Faculty and students at the Second University of the city of Grenoble in France, where Mr. Chu is pursuing a PhD in economics, have launched a campaign to lobby for Chu's release, and it is reported that the French government has begun an investigation into the matter. Our focus this week is on Zhaokou City in Henan Province, where the chief of the Huiyang City Police Station, Ren Wei, has been abusing the power and authority granted to him. In June, when local residents in Zhaokou saw that good people were being arrested, they surrounded the police vehicle to prevent the police from taking them away. The officers, who were from both the Huiyang County Station and also Zhaokou Municipal Police, pulled out their guns and fired shots to threaten the residents, and they were then able to drive away with the practitioners. On the evening of July the 2nd, this same Ren Wei and his officers broke into the home of Falun Gong practitioner Zhang Li without a warrant. Only a neighbor's child was in the home at the time. Furniture was smashed, and the family's entire life savings were stolen. Zhang Li has since become destitute and homeless. And finally, noble words from a practitioner who has been imprisoned for more than 1 year. In a letter to his wife, a practitioner who has been in prison for more than 1 year wrote, I have been in a low mood, feeling unspeakably down. The means used to persecute us by the guards where I am held are various forms of mental torture. He then, for the next several paragraphs, expressed his joy at being able to practice Falun Dafa, and ended the letter by saying, "The result of the battle between good and evil will be revealed in the end. Don't worry about me. I've been here for more than a year. I know how to look after myself. I don't know how long the road ahead is, but I will walk it well." Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.